Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound. Right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
As I've been telling you guys all afternoon long and on social media, if you follow us on Twitter, at 96.9 The Game on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook as well, 96.9 The Game in your search bar. And I welcome in Olympic gold medalist and WWE Hall of Fame inductee, the one and only Kurt Angle. Kurt, it is a pleasure to talk to you and welcome on to the Sports RX.
Thanks for having me on, man.
So before we get into the Hall of Fame induction, your illustrious career, everything you still have going on, I want to talk to you about addiction. I want to talk to you about AngleStrong.com. This means a lot to you. It's a huge passion project for you, with 78 people dying from opioid overdose each day in the United States. And you're going through it yourself, going through the recovery. So tell me how people can get involved and some of the troubles and tribulations that people go through with drugs like this.
Well, we're in the worst epidemic in the history of the United States, especially the opioid overdoses. There have been almost 60,000 in the last 2 years. It's getting worse and worse every year. And I went to rehab back in, 2013, 4 years ago. And, when you're in rehab, you're taught that you're going to mess up, you're going to relapse, you're going to make mistakes, and it kind of scares you to death. And when you get out, there's really no aftercare. It's, you can go to AA meetings or you could go to a counselor that's pretty pricey. But, there really isn't anything that's available to you that's going to help you through your recovery. So I decided I would come up with an app that would help people out, and also a website that people could go to, especially recovering addicts and their family members. And we came up with the Angle Strong app. It's basically a protocol you follow. The app, you follow the app, you go through your recovery. There are lifelines on there. So if you're not checking in every day, your lifelines, your family members, your sponsor, your loved ones will be notified. It's kind of an accountability app where you hold yourself accountable, but you also have people looking over you to make sure you're doing okay. The app's GPS enabled, so if you do relapse, we're going to find you. What we want to do is we want people to stay in recovery long term, as long as they possibly can, hopefully for the rest of their lives. And we want to crack down on relapses, and we want to crack down on overdoses, and this app is the ticket to that. So I was really excited to bring it to the public. And when I went into rehab, I was told by my PR, don't talk about it, don't say anything about it. Don't talk about your addiction. Don't talk about your recovery. Just keep quiet and come out and pretend like it never happened. And the more I did that, the more it got worse and worse. You know, the United States is, the capital of the world in opioid overdoses, alcoholism, everything. So I wanted to do something. Since I have this platform, being an Olympic gold medalist and a professional wrestler and actor, I wanted to use this platform to help others, and the Angle Strong app will do that.
Yeah, I mean, I know people that have struggled with this. I'm sure that we all do. Like you said, it is such an epidemic, and it's something that once you start traveling down that path, these drugs are so addictive. It's hard to shake it, and you really do need the help from those around you. Your own personal story, how did this all start for you? Just share this so that other people may hear it and say, you know what, maybe I don't go down that path. How did it get started for you, the addiction and the trouble snapping yourself out of it?
Well, in a nutshell, my family comes from a long line of addicts. It is somewhat hereditary, my dad was an alcoholic. He lost his life in a construction accident due to obviously excessive drinking. My Olympic coach, Dave Schultz, was shot and murdered by John DuPont, the club owner, Foxcatcher. You've probably seen the movie or heard of the movie.
Yeah.
John DuPont was an addict, a drug addict, an alcoholic. My sister Leanne died of a heroin overdose in 2003. Then my brother David, who was an addict, and his wife was also an addict. He killed his wife 2 years ago. He's in jail right now doing time. Where it started with me, I refrained from it. I looked around. I saw people. I saw family members. I didn't want any part of it. But this didn't happen to me until 2003 when I was prescribed painkillers after I broke my neck in WWE. I took one pill, and I was hooked. I loved the way it made me feel. Made me feel invincible. I couldn't feel pain, couldn't feel anything emotionally. I was in a bad marriage at the time. So when one didn't work, I went to two. Two didn't work, I went to four. I ended up in 4 months or 5 months, I was up to 65 extra strength Vicodin in a day. I was getting it from 12 different doctors, 12 different pharmacies. Back then, the pharmacies didn't check on each other. And then I was buying them illegally. I was taking over 2,100 a month, and it was a pretty expensive habit, or I should say addiction. But I had the money, so unfortunately, I didn't have to digress or regress to heroin. It's one of those things where I got caught up in it just because I broke my neck, and so it can happen to anybody. And the reason, the most important reason why I wanted, stay in recovery the rest of my life, I want to break the cycle so my kids don't do it.
Yeah, and good for you, and keep up the good work. Anglestrong.com, you can download the app. It's the Anglestrong app. WWE Hall of Fame inductee Kurt Angle, we're talking to him. Now, how much does it mean to you to be inducted into the Hall of Fame? It's going to be right here in Orlando at the Amway Center. You guys can buy tickets wherever they become available. How much does that mean to you to not only be a Hall of Fame inductee, but Kurt, you're headlining the class.
I was really shocked when Triple H gave me the call. We did speak a year prior about doing something in WWE, and he said he would call me when they thought of something, and a year later he called me back, and that was about 6 weeks ago. And I didn't expect it now. I thought maybe in 10 years. And most likely it was because I just stopped wrestling for another company, Impact Wrestling, and I wasn't quite retired. But because I was gone for, 11, 12 years in WWE, I think they thought it was appropriate time for me. So I was elated because I've been inducted in every amateur and pro wrestling Hall of Fame except for WWE, so I was hoping someday it would come, so it came earlier than I thought, but I was...
Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
I was very honored. And I did speak to him about wrestling after that. They didn't want to talk about that. They just wanted to get to the Hall of Fame. And once we get there, we'll go from there. So I completely understood. And I told him I'd be more than happy to be inducted this year.
I mean, you just touched on the million-dollar question, I'm sure, as you go around the interview circuit. This one will be asked to you every which way. But the question everyone wants to know, will Kurt Angle ever wrestle in the WWE again?
You know, we didn't talk about it. I'm being 100% honest. But do I think so? Yes, most likely. I didn't retire the way I wanted to. And I don't think WLB sees me as retiring the way they wanted me to. When I parted ways with WLB in 2006, Vince McMahon and I came to terms and said, hey, okay, you have a problem, go fix it. You go your way, I'll go mine. There wasn't any harsh feelings. It was just one of those things where I got caught up in the addiction and I was getting injured quite a bit, and I just didn't feel like my body could take that schedule up there. So Vince was really cool. He said he actually encouraged me to go to rehab right then, and I didn't. And I actually waited another, 7 years. So, you know, Vince was always good to me, and they were very cool about it. But when I got in contact with them a couple of years ago about coming back, they were very hesitant because of, you know, my history. I mean, I had 4 DUIs in 5 years. I was a wreck. And they just wanted to see if I could get my life together before they approached me. And I completely understood that. And I think the WWE right now has an incredible drug policy, an incredible wellness policy. You know, you can't do what I did back in 2003 right now. You'll get fired or they'll send you to rehab and you know, and you're on your own after that. But also, you know, back then I wrestled in WrestleMania 19 with a broken neck. They don't do that anymore. I mean, you know, there's no way a doctor's going to clear you, and WWE will not clear you. I'll give you an example. Daniel Bryan had the same injury as me.
Yeah,
I wrestled at WrestleMania. He's not wrestling anymore. So I commend them on their policies. They're doing the right thing now.
Well, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because a lot of people that look around or people that complain about the current product and all the injuries that are sustained, it's not that there are more injuries. It's just that they're actually contained and treated.
Yeah.
That's the difference, right, Kurt?
Yes, WWE took a huge responsibility on knowing how far they could push their athletes, and they've done the right thing. They hired Dr. Maroon right out of here in Pittsburgh, and he's an incredible wellness doctor. He approves everybody. You take the physical, you either fail or pass. And if you get injured, you have to go through him before you come back. So they have done a stellar job on that, and that is the one thing I can tell you that WWE has 100% progressed on, and I'm very happy to hear that.
All right. Well, you mentioned it moments ago that you'd like to come back. You'd like to wrestle another match under the umbrella of the WWE. So let's go ahead and book the dream match. Who are you watching that you would like to take on at some point in the future?
There are a lot of guys. I mean, you know, guys I've already wrestled, you know, Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, John Cena, AJ Styles. You know, there are a lot of guys. But the guys I haven't, I love watching Rusev, Cesaro, Rollins, Reigns, Ziggler, Bray Wyatt. I love his style. There are a lot of guys right now. They have an incredible array of talent right now. And the reason I say that is I don't think 5 years ago they could have done a brand split. They didn't have enough talent. Right now they were able to do that brand split, and they still have incredible talent in NXT. So that just shows you, you know, they have 3 shows going on right now, and they're running pretty good with them. There is a lot of talent out there right now, and I'd love to get my hands on them.
All right, for those that don't know, when Kurt Angle's music would play in a WWE arena, as you were a heel for the majority of your career there, yeah, oftentimes fans would chant, "You suck," as you walk down the ring, because it sort of went with the melody of your music. Now, do you expect to hear... You're going to be adored at the Amway Center, but do you expect to hear the "You suck" chant? And will you at all be offended, or will you take it as a compliment if they do that as you're enjoying and soaking in your moment?
I will be offended if they don't cheer "You suck." you know what? It went along with it. Edge the wrestler started it. You know, they don't be chanting Angle. They used to chant Angle and go. And then Edge said, yeah, instead of chanting Angle, they should chant "You suck." And it caught on. And it just didn't catch on. When I was their top babyface, the good guy, they were still doing it. It became two words of respect for me. And you know, I even see it with John Cena now. They chant the "John Cena sucks."
Yeah.
But, you know, the difference is most of the fans really, really love me as a good guy. With John, he has the half that love him, the half that hate him. And I think it's because John has had such a hugely successful career. And before this year, he is very, very, very seldomly lost. And I think that fans don't relate to that. A lot of fans say, well, he never loses. Vince McMahon pushes him like crazy. I hate him because he doesn't lose. So I get that, but John Cena has earned that right. He has been in this business, you know, since day one. He's almost been the top guy. I'd say he maybe worked for about a year before he became the top guy, but for 14 years straight, he has been the guy on top. I was there 7 years, and six of them I was on top, but I couldn't hack it. I couldn't go 14 years like that. I'll give you an example. Stone Cold Steve Austin, when he was on top, he went about 5 years, and he was out for 1 year with a broken neck and injury where he had surgery. The Rock, he was probably on top for about 5 years before he left and, you know, went to Hollywood. The only other person I can think that's been on top that long is Triple H, but or Undertaker. But even they don't have that stigma about them that John Cena has. John is so marketable to kids. He sells millions and millions of dollars of merchandise every year. I do not blame Vince McMahon for putting him on top, because this guy is the moneymaker, and he continues to have consistently great matches. Is he the greatest athlete? No. He's a good athlete, but he has become a great worker. And the fans that love him, love him. And the fans that hate him, hate him.
And he debuted face-to-face with you, Kurt Angle. If you guys want to go see that, it's on YouTube. You can find it very easily. And only in wrestling can you chant "you suck" at someone. 20,000 people chanting "you suck," and it'd be taken as an endearing compliment. So we look forward to seeing you here in Orlando, Kurt. Kurt Angle, WWE Hall of Fame inductee. Of course, the Olympic gold medals speak for themselves. If you guys want to support the cause, it's AngleStrong.com, or download the Angle Strong Addiction Recovery app. I'm sure that you know somebody who abuses opioids. It is far too prevalent in this country. So, again, that's AngleStrong.com. Kurt Angle, you've been a great guest. Hopefully we'll catch up again soon and have fun in Orlando.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Take care, my friend.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinityUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.